From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The second anniversary of Hurricane Katrina is fast approaching, and there's no shortage of news today coming out of the Crescent City. In just a moment, we'll talk with House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, who's leading a congressional tour of New Orleans neighborhoods, some recovering, some not. But first, prominent New Orleans City Councilman Oliver Thomas dropped a bombshell yesterday that will reverberate through the region.
I stand here today before you humbled, disappointed in myself, and seeking your forgiveness for what I'm about to say. Approximately 5 years ago, I accepted an inappropriate gift from a local businessman intending to influence me and gain my favor as an elected official. It was wrong, and I accept full responsibility for this action.
Thomas's admission came as part of a wide-ranging federal corruption probe and adds yet another stumble to New Orleans' troubled post-Katrina recovery. For more, we've got Edward Chervenac, a professor of political science at the University of New Orleans. Professor, welcome.
Nice to be here. Thank you very much.
So paint us a picture of Oliver Thomas. He's reported to have been one of the city's brightest rising stars. Why is that?
Well, Oliver was unique in that he was one of the few politicians who was able to transcend the racial divide in the city, that he was very popular with both white voters and African-American voters in the city, you know, kind of the heir to be, you know, to be the next mayor.
So what exactly did Thomas admit to doing?
He admitted to taking a bribe to allow a friend to have contract for a parking garage in the French Quarter.
Now, what kind of money are we talking about in terms of the overall value of that service?
Well, he is allegedly, he's guilty of taking $15,000 to help influence the contract for a friend. Plus, there was some kickbacks involved as well from one of his associates.
Now, the judge in the case called this, quote, a body blow to the community. Why was Thomas so important, and what does this mean for the communities he served?
Well, I think that he was viewed as one of the good guys. There was never really any kind of hint of scandal surrounding him. I've had him come in and talk to my class several times. He's, you know, a very inspiring speaker, very pro-New Orleans, and always seemed kind of a straight-up guy. And so I think that's what really has taken a lot of people back, is the fact that, you know, they just couldn't really think that someone like Oliver could be involved in political corruption.
I remember as we were going back for the Katrina anniversary doing reporting there, we saw him in the lower Ninth Ward, interviewed him. He seemed to be someone who spent a lot of time walking the beat, so to speak, going around in the communities. Does this really surprise his constituents, people of the city of New Orleans, people like you who study New Orleans?
Not only surprised, but saddened, like I said, because this is just, you know, totally out of the blue, totally unexpected. But I think, you know, in the end, what it does is just show how pervasive and how endemic the corruption here is in the city, if that even someone like Oliver Thomas can, you know, get caught up in it.
What about the federal probe, an investigation into corruption on a larger scale?
Obviously, they seem to be very effective. They've got a couple of guilty pleas now, one from the former school board president, now from Oliver Thomas, and also from some associates of former Mayor Mark Morial. You know, I would expect that more heads will roll as we get more guilty pleas. So this is far from finished.
So going back to Thomas, he admits to taking the bribe from Stan Barr, a member of Mark Morial's inner circle. Morial is a huge figure on the black political scene, and he's head of the Urban League. Has this probe by association tarnished his reputation?
I would believe so. I don't know what the eventual target or goal of the federal government is, but certainly they'll be looking at him. They executed a search warrant on Mayor Morial's brother's house. You know, I think eventually the road will lead to Mark Morial.
Finally, what is the city feeling right now? We're nearing the second anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. And not only do you have this case, but the Congressman William Jefferson representing the area around the city, also under a cloud. What does that make people feel?
It's a struggle to live in New Orleans, a struggle to you know, kind of get through the recovery. And I think that these types of situations only add to it. You know, people are trying to rebuild their lives, and, you know, and we need lots of assistance and help from the outside, from the federal government, and the concern is that this cloud of corruption will kind of taint our reputation and then prevent the federal government stepping in and helping the city.
Well, Professor, thank you so much for sharing your time.
Thank you very much.
Edward Chervenak is a professor of political science at the University of New Orleans.